Welcome to the CrossFit to Weight War podcast, where we talk about health, fitness, and explore the local community of Fenton, Michigan. We're your hosts, Jen and Andrew Charlesworth. Want to visit us? Head over to www.crossfittoweightwar.com or check us out on Instagram at CrossFitToWeightWar.
Welcome to the CrossFit to Weight War Fitness in Fenton podcast. I'm your host, r-andrewcharlesworth, with the special, the cute, the one and only Jennifer Lynn Charlesworth. Jennifer, say hi.
Hey, what's up?
We are here. This one is about
episode six.
We've made it 6 weeks. We're pretty much Joe Rogan at this point.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about the September shred and new programs coming to CrossFit to Weight War by demand of the community. So first, we'll go over the new programs. Jennifer, do you want to introduce any of that?
Sure. First, I would like to dedicate this podcast to the CrossFit to Weight War coaches. They have been crushing it with scheduling, and we unfortunately lost Robert Party. He's back to school.
We did not lose Robert Party.
What? Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Spoiler alert. Robert Party is driving from Lansing every Thursday to coach all the classes at night.
But we lose him for a lot of the day. So that was kind of sad. But everyone just really stepped up. And if you guys don't know, you guys have some pretty awesome people helping you out every day.
You do. They are great. So what she was trying to say there is that we didn't do much of nothing for this. So this is all on them, and they're like spearheading this thing. So the Barbell Club.
That's our first program.
That's our first program. Yeah. Do you want to talk about what a Barbell Club is, why it's important, if people wanted to do it, and why we are doing it?
Sure. Well, I'll give the dates and the times for it. So they are starting September.
Uh-huh.
So next month. Tuesday and Friday mornings at 5 a.m.
Oh my gosh, 5 a.m.
And also Wednesday evening. So this is something new we're trying out. We are getting rid of the Wednesday 5:30 p.m. CrossFit class, and it's now going to be Barbell Club. So the cool thing is, for you 5 a.m.ers or even you 5:30 p.m.ers, you have the opportunity to go a Barbell Club and CrossFit or vice versa. Well, for the mornings, you could do Barbell Club, then CrossFit. In the evening classes, you could do CrossFit and then barbell, or you could go barbell then CrossFit. So we're gonna try that out and see how it goes. And so Barbell Club, it's basically a chance for you, and because lifting is so fun, in my opinion, I love lifting. It's a chance for you to refine your technique to a point where you don't have to worry about going fast in a workout, which happens a lot.
That is true.
So Randy, for example, 75 power snatches, super light, but you're going for time. So you're not really worried about where the barbell is in space. Mm-hmm. You're just trying to get it from the ground to overhead in one movement and not get tired. So this is like really a chance for us to refine our lifting technique, get better at all the lifts. And it's just honestly just fun to do.
It is. And, you know, I am not a huge fan of the Olympic lifts. Never have been. Been pretty good at them myself in the competitive years by sheer raw talent. Thanks, Mom. I'm just kidding. The fact of the matter is, what Jen said for the snatch and the clean and jerk has to happen if you want to get better. So if you've ever been inside of a workout, inside of the gym with like 185 pounds for guys or like 125 pounds, and you see like Sally over there cleaning it well, you're like, oh man, she's moving the bar really well. How can I do that? Chances are you're not going to figure out how to do it going a million miles an hour, like she said. Right. So this is the time for a coach to be really watching, and then they are going to be programming around our program, so it's not too much interference.
Yeah.
For the people at 5:30 on Wednesday, I know this is, you know, kind of panic mode, like, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. What this could offer you a chance to do is either somehow make it happen at 4:30 or do Barbell Club at 5:30. Know that that would be a great one day a week thing for you to do, or do Barbell Club and you get to do the CrossFit workout at 6:30.
Mm-hmm.
So that was kind of the best thing that we thought. And we pay the bills, but we love to hear what everyone else has to say. So this was the decision set in stone. Barbell club, learn the Olympic lifts. Anything else that you want to talk about with the Olympic? You love these. You used to really like them a lot. Like back in the day, you were almost cleaning 200 pounds at a 130 pound body weight, which would be arguably the best around for females, which is amazing. I mean, why did you either A, like it so much, or B, why don't you still do it every day?
Honestly, from like a vanity standpoint, I like that it was so multi-joint. And I always felt like I was getting a really good workout, even if I wasn't breathing hard.
That's a cool answer.
Yeah, because you get, I mean, and there's something really cool about, I don't golf or play tennis or anything. But I can imagine it's like when you hit a good Olympic lift, it's like hitting a tennis ball like square on the racket or like skyrocketing a drive.
Golf.
So it's like, ooh, it's just like butter. And I got addicted to that feeling. Even something as silly as like the clank of the weights against the barbell. I just loved the experience of it. I don't do it a ton anymore, only just because I work out for an hour a day. And
yeah,
I do whatever the class is programmed for our gym. But I am excited to get in there and lift, actually, with someone else telling me what to do.
Yeah, that's huge. And for a barbell club, like, they will break it down and you'll be working on the weaknesses. Like, if you're bad at pulling from position one to position two, will probably have drills or things for you to do. If you're bad at the jerk, you'll focus on why you're bad at the jerk. It's a technical thing, like Jen was saying. Mm-hmm. You know, if you're just god awful at the snatch, there's certain things, but it's like, what part are you god awful at the snatch? Because it's not just all of it. Maybe you can deadlift the bar, but maybe you're not flexible enough. Maybe you can do this, but you don't have any power through the hip or yada, yada, yada. So,
yeah, and it honestly takes patience too, because more than likely, they're going to have you either working with an empty barbell or a PVC for a while, but you literally have to do that in order to get better.
You do.
Even if you're like, wow, this is still light. Like, it doesn't matter if it's like you're doing it at 75 pounds and your max is 135. That's still kind of too heavy.
Yes.
If you're trying to improve your technique.
Yes, it is.
So, yeah, I'm really excited to do that.
All right.
So if you guys have any questions, Alex and Ryan are going to be spearheading that. Feel free to post in the Facebook tribe group about what you guys think or any questions that you have. And we'll remind you when the schedule is changing, but that will be happening in the first week of September. Yep.
Anybody needs a hug or anything, just let me know.
Yep. So September shred.
September shrizzy.
Okay. Did you have 3 cups of coffee today?
No, 6.
Oh, nice. So September shred, rewind to April. We did an April shred.
How'd that go?
It was freaking amazing. We had people so dialed in, getting extra movement, recording their food, really just focused. It's a time right now where summer is ending. People are getting back on the routines of school and stuff like that. And the days are getting shorter. And it's just time for us to dial it back in after a summer of fun. We went on a streak of 7 months without going to get ice cream.
We did. And then just fudging ruined it. Look at that. See, I didn't even.
I mean.
We ruined it.
It's like every week. And it's not even like.
Bare minimum once a week.
I wake up in the morning. I'm like, today I'm not going to get ice cream. And then after dinner, you'll be like, let's go get ice cream. I'm like,
yeah.
There's no, I can't even say no. So
yeah.
We need this. You guys need this because it's time to buckle down, especially before the holidays. It's nice to have some sort of structure.
So what is going to be the September shred? There's a few things. The April shred had the kettlebell swing / walk, and then we were weighing and measuring our food, and I think we were fasting. So
yeah,
we did a lot of things, and that was really cool. So we've invited other people to join the September shred. We're not going to overwhelm everyone. We're not dumbing this down, but what works is what we're going to do. So here's what works. Logging your food. Jen's going to tell you on this episode how to do that. All right. If you want, you can rewind it, listen, and you're going to track 10K steps a day. I know that's not crazy or whatever, but if you do that and you're held accountable by other people and you're weighing and measuring your food, there is no chance that you're not going to lose weight. So those are the two big things. And obviously we'll have tips and tricks and stuff inside of the group. And if you want a PDF that holds your hand a little bit on food choices. It gives you like a website that can make you a custom meal plan for your macros. What else did I put in there? How to download MyFitnessPal, how to enter food. I'm selling that PDF for like $25. Mm-hmm. You don't have to buy it if you don't want, but you can just freaking do it if you want. If you don't, no big deal. So there's that.
So let's start with the simple thing is the 10,000 steps a day.
Yeah, 10K.
This is in addition to your CrossFit workout.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, mm-hmm. You're not counting. Well, I mean, if you wear your Fitbit inside of there, I guess that's fine.
Yeah. Yeah, that's fine. So if you have a tracker, a pedometer, a Fitbit, an Apple Watch, all of those are going to track your steps. Even Garmin. Like I have a Suunto watch that tracks my steps.
There's and also like from a financial aspect, I don't want to hear like, oh, I don't have that. Go to the literally there's like Dollar Store. Like I bet if I go to Dollar General right now, I can get a track step around there.
Yeah.
I can get one on from you from AliExpress for 73 cents. Anyone listening to this is going to laugh on AliExpress. That being said, or use your iPhone. Like somehow track it. Unacceptable if you can't figure that out. Just you owe it to yourself. Sorry.
Also, if you really can't do it, if you're not going to buy the pedometer or the tracker, 3 10-minute walks a day.
That'll definitely be it.
Yeah. In addition to your daily activity. Or if you're sedentary, honestly, you might want to bump that up to 4 10-minute walks a day.
Yeah.
But the goal behind that is just to get you moving more than you're normally thinking about mm-hmm. doing. Because it like there's some days when I just like, especially on a rest day, I don't like move that much.
That's, and you know, sharing my experiences on that, I have actually been going through a technology detox in terms of wearables because I got really obsessed with wearables and I kind of took a few months off and now I'm going to go back for this. But there were days where sometimes I don't stop moving, literally. Mm-hmm. And I'd have like 27,000 steps, like 28,000 steps. And I would weigh myself that night and obviously be way less in weight. Now, those are days where I'm up at like 5:30. I'm coaching a few classes. I'm running around doing dumb stuff all day. I'm working out. So like I'm actually never sitting. And I know not everybody has that luxury. But on those days, like movement does matter. Even if I didn't work out and I took 20,000 steps, like yeah. it didn't happen. So, I mean, there's something to that when you move more.
I think too, an easy way, like this is a 30 days that we're going to try to do this.
Mm-hmm.
Why not change one little thing for 30 days? And that could simply be, I'm going to wake up 15 minutes before I normally do.
Yep.
And it's going to be really nice out. It's September
yep.
coming up. Like, why not wake up 15 minutes earlier, go outside, take your dog for a walk or whatever, or your kid, something. And
take your kid for a walk, but just not on a leash.
Not on a leash. But that's just like something small that you can change. I can't imagine. I think I'm going to do that.
You heard it. You put it out on the internet because you always say things like that.
Well,
and probably the viewers are like you. They probably like, yeah, I'm inspired. And then all of a sudden they're like, ooh, but this bed, it's so warm.
And I did that this morning and the breeze was coming in, but I got up early. Okay, so yeah. I'm going to, and I'll post about it in the group because that's where the Facebook group is CrossFit to Abor September Shred. So you have to search and join that. But yeah, post about your successes. If you got your 10-minute walk-in or your 10,000 steps that day, that's awesome.
This is the type of group where you post inside of the group and everybody's going to fist bump and congratulate you mm-hmm. and not have your aunt be like, oh, you're talking about your fitness again, Patricia. I get it. Like, yeah. You know, this is – so we get – you don't want to post those sorts of things on your daily life, but, like, you're going to get a lot of, like, hell yeahs and fist bumps when you're mm-hmm. posting that stuff inside of the group.
And also questions, too. I love everyone, but I have a really hard time responding to every single question like in my inbox and when we do something like this. So if you have a question, instead of throwing it to Andrew or I, throw it in the group because a lot of people are experienced with things like this and mm-hmm. they can probably answer your question. We obviously do our best to get them all in, all the questions answered. But if you have something, just put it in the group because more than likely someone else has that same question.
Yeah. What else about the September shred?
I was going to tell them how to calculate their macros.
Yeah. Before you do that.
Mm-hmm.
If you can create a habit during this month, that is the goal of any challenge is to create a habit. 30 days is enough. You know, can you stick with it? If you log your food every day, if you walk 10,000 steps every day, like think about in November, in December, in the holiday season, and it's cold, but somehow you figure it out. I don't know, maybe you bought a freaking treadmill off Facebook Marketplace and you just stuck it in your closet and randomly you go for a couple walks a day. And over the holidays, you actually, you know, stay trim and stay mature with your food choices. and you still have fun at all the holidays, but like, you know, maybe on a day like Thanksgiving, you're just randomly doing a fast and then you still got 15,000 steps and then you go hit Thanksgiving. Like, those are the sorts of things that the habits that really help. And I know those are principles of you and I. Like, when we do an extreme day of eating, we normally have an extreme fast, or we'll work out fasted, or we'll do something. Like, you and I just do that even
right
to this day. Go with the macros, all macro right. lady.
So the easiest way to keep track of your food, number one thing you're going to need is a scale. So you can get one off Amazon. You can get one at Kroger. Do your best.
Walmart.
Do your best to get a digital scale, one that can track ounces, grams, milliliters, all of that, because sometimes you'll weigh your food differently. So that's how you're going to actually weigh your food.
Okay.
You can use measuring cups, but it's just not as accurate. Grams and ounces are going to be your most accurate. So get a food scale, number one. Number two, the best app to use, the most user-friendly, in my opinion, is the MyFitnessPal app. In the PDF that Andrew wrote, he added another app that was in there, right? The one that builds your meals?
Yes.
Yeah. So, but that's just a little bit harder.
No, but that's not an app. That's a treat.
Oh.
You want to buy. So that thing in there is going to actually make your food for you based on the macros that you're going to talk to him about in MyFitnessPal.
Okay. That's on the PDF. And you guys can purchase that. So what you're going to do is take your goal weight.
Goal weight.
Whatever you want to weigh.
You can use me.
If you're wanting to lose 50, 60 pounds, I would say cut that in half right now. Mm-hmm. Just because we don't want it to be too extreme. Andrew, what was your phrase in our nutrition podcast?
Compliance is the science.
Yes. Part of this is going to be finding numbers that work for you that you can maintain. So if I were to cut your calories way too much, you're going to be starving. You're going to be upset, angry, and you're not going to comply with it. You're going to end up blowing your meals out of the water.
Blue!
So what do you currently weigh, Andrew?
Boy, I don't know. It depends on the day. I'd say I'm about 223 consistently-ish in the morning. That could range from 220 to 227.
Okay. Do you have a goal weight? Not really.
I kind of
just want to maintain, right? And be like consistent.
Yeah, just probably, yeah.
Okay, so let's say, and this is not.
I want to eat enough, because typically what I do is I go in extremes. I won't eat versus whatever.
Okay, so goal weight, not extreme. And you guys can.
Let's say 3 pounds.
3 pounds, okay. So whatever your goal weight is, you're going to multiply that by 12. Multiply that by 12. So you said 220.
220.
220 times 12. That's 2,640. That's going to be the number of calories you're consuming. So 11, this is your activity multiplier. 11 would be someone who's sedentary, or let's say you get to the gym 3 times or less a week. I would put you at an 11. A 12 is most of us. You guys come to the gym 3, 4, 5, 6 times a week. You're going to be a 12. Any higher than that, you risk overfeeding. So unless you are, I know we have a lot of people that like work construction, you might put yourself at a 12.5 multiplier, but that you don't have to. So generally we're all going to be at goal weight times 12, and that will be your number of calories. Now, if you go into MyFitnessPal and you hit the bottom 3 dots. I'm on an iPhone, so I don't know what it is like for different phones.
I think it's the same.
Okay, so you're going to hit the more button. Then you're going to hit goals. And then you're going to hit calorie, carbs, and fat goals. And it'll bring you to a place where you can input that number I just said. So I think Andrew is 2,600. So I'll put in my calories at the top. Then at the bottom under calories will be carbs, protein, and fat percentages. This is where it's going to be a little bit different for everyone. Generally, we like to start people at 40% carb, 30% fat, and 30% protein. But if you are someone who is easier to comply with a little bit more fat and a little less carbs, you can do 30% protein, 40% fat, and 30% carb. That's actually what I'm at right now.
What are you at?
I'm at 40 fat, 30 protein, 30 carb.
Gotcha.
Maybe you want to go 25% protein and go and play around with your carb or fat numbers. That's all right too, but I wouldn't go any less than 25% protein. A lot of people ask me if they need the premium version of the app. You really don't, because you're just going to adjust your percentages. What I wouldn't go over is 40% carb. So try to keep your carbs under 40%. Anything over that, it's just a little bit too much. So 40% or less of carbs, and then play around with your fat and your protein. Would you agree with that?
With what?
The percentages.
Oh, yeah. I mean, like she said, some of you may have experience. So we're speaking to you if you know that you comply better with a certain weight. But like she said, just don't go under the protein. I mean, you're an athlete.
Mm-hmm.
For someone who is, you know, 400 pounds and needs to lose 250 pounds, them eating less protein and just all fat and no carbs is beneficial, but that ain't you. So mm-hmm. don't think that is you. Stay with the protein. That was beautiful.
Okay. So the main thing with this is making sure that you put in your food every single day. I found when I track really diligently, I like to put in what I think I'm going to eat the next day.
Mm.
So if I kind of have the same thing for breakfast, kind of have the same thing for lunch, and maybe you have HelloFresh.
Like, oh,
like
they should
dinner.
Sponsor this one.
I know. So my thing is I put in generally what I think I'm going to eat. And mm-hmm. then I'm like, whoa, I am way over carb or I'm way under protein. So then I just kind of adjust it a little bit to kind of get what I want. And maybe that means you have to add in a snack.
Snacky poo.
You know, maybe it's between breakfast and lunch, you're adding a snack, whatever. We're going to post this podcast directly after we finish recording it. So my advice for the next, let's see, few days before September starts. So we have you have 3.5 days. Start just logging what you regularly eat and see what happens to your numbers. Because some of us, like I hear it all the time, I think I'm eating well. And then I'm like, okay, well, what do you have for breakfast? And they're like, Cheerios. I'm like, okay, that's all your carbs. So put what you generally eat for breakfast, lunch and dinner in, or snacks or whatever. See where that gets you in terms of macros. And then you're going to have to adjust from there. The thing with tracking macros is nothing is really off limits
mm-hmm.
in terms of food choices. But you're going to get more bang for your buck with meats and vegetables, nuts and seeds, some fruit, little starch, no sugar.
You'll be able to eat more. You'll eat more food.
So people say, well, I'm starving. You know, I look at their choices and they're eating pastas and breads and cereals and like really, really dense carbohydrates. So you get a lot less bulk in terms of volume of food than you would if you were just to choose like a salad.
Mm-hmm.
It's really hard to overeat a huge plate of broccoli and salad. And that's like literally no carbs.
It's also easy to way over ranch, over Hidden Valley Ranch a salad too.
Yeah.
So if you're unfamiliar, the fat and sugar and salt hides everything.
Yeah.
Salt's our friend. But once again, the fat and sugar, like your body craves those things. And when they're available, it just sucks them in and it tells your brain to keep eating it, keep eating it, keep eating it. Have you ever met anyone that ate 3 donuts? Yes. Have you ever met anyone that in a row ate 3 oranges? Probably not.
It's hard to do.
It is. And it's a self-regulation system. Mm-hmm. That being said, I will give Zahn another shout out. Mystic another shout out. And Alex, is it Fulton?
Yeah.
What's his last name? Fulton.
Yeah.
Another shout out. I just call him Alex the pilot. There are laws when you're drinking White Claws.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what I'm like? You can't just log your food and then crush a half bottle of wine at night. And Jen will tell you, like, that is those calories count. They do. They're not just make believe.
Mm-hmm.
So make sure that you're putting a count into those things.
So a misconception of alcohol is that it's carbs. It's actually its own food group.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not a protein. It does have carbs. It's not a fat. It will suck your calories and not really put a damper on your carbohydrates because they don't, it's calories from alcohol. Mm-hmm. It's not calories from carbs. There's some calories from carbs. So let's say you log in the morning. You're like, I know I'm going to have 8 ounces of wine. You log that in the beginning and you're like, okay, that sucked a lot of calories, but I still have so many carbs left. And you're like, why can't I stay in my macros? That's because you logged that alcohol. Doesn't mean you can't have it. It just means it's going to eat up your, calories and it's not really going to touch your carbohydrates.
And don't pull it away from protein. If you want to pull it away from fat and carbs, you can, mm-hmm. but don't pull it away from the precious protein.
Now let's talk about EC Sinkowski is one of our good friends on staff or and it used to be on staff. She has a nutrition business, and she talks about calories as being like what trumps everything for weight loss. Tracking your macros, like your protein, carbs, and fat, helps improve your body composition.
Mm-hmm.
And what was the last thing? Oh, quality of food helps you with your micronutrients, so all your vitamins and minerals.
Mm-hmm.
So let's say I'm traveling, or it's just a day. My kid has a baseball game, and it's like hot dog Friday or something like that. And you're like, what do I do? The best thing you can do for a day like that is, it's going to be hard to stay in your macros, so just try to stay in your calorie range. So try not to go over your calories. Any day over under 150 is okay.
150, dude.
You're going to have natural variation in what you eat anyway. So try not to like weigh and measure like two shreds of cheese to get to your macros. It's not that serious. Over under 150 cals, either way is fine. On a day you're going to be crazy, you don't have a way to track your macros, try to get in your calories.
Totally. And also EC talks about micronutrients being the key to health. So if oddly you start this and you're like, man, I'm really craving some blueberries, like that's your body telling you to eat those things. If you are really struggling with sugar, just go towards fruit and go towards the berries, go towards the things that are actually, you can eat more of them without crushing your calories and carbs. Don't immediately go to a banana and fruit. If you're struggling with things like peanut butter, like that's what I, when I start to log my food, I miss fat hard.
Literally every time I find
don't
you.
Don't you look at me eating the cashews.
You're
I know.
Eating cashews. Every time I can't find you, you're eating cashews.
Yeah. And I bought, yeah. So my suggestion on that is just have nuts around, but man, they go quick when you're weighing and measuring food. So maybe put a snack bag of them that you can eat all day.
And you have to measure.
Well, you measure your snack bag out. So let's say it's 2.5 servings.
Oh, got it.
And then randomly, like anytime you're hungry, you go to your snack bag and you eat some versus.
Here's another downfall that I think people fall into is they're really good at logging everything. And then they sneak in a handful of cashews and they don't log it. Or they have an extra breadstick they don't log it.
Okay, you at least called yourself out.
No.
You tried to call me out, then you should.
No, I didn't. I was literally.
All right. I'm very likely to grab a handful of cashews and not log it. And then Jen be like, you logged that crap?
Or like not logging condiments. You have to log condiments.
You do.
Unless it's mustard. Mustard's free, in my opinion.
It's definitely free.
But
ketchup ain't.
No ketchup.
You'll crush the sugar in ketchup.
Yep. So make sure you are honest with yourself and. You're doing this for a reason. Don't forget that. You want to see some sort of change. That's why you signed up to be in the September shred. So it's really up to you to be like, dang, I just have to be disciplined for 1 month. And I'm telling you, if you've never weighed and measured your food, the first couple weeks are going to suck. You're going to feel like I don't have enough food. I'm tired maybe, or you feel a little bit drained in the gym. Totally normal. You'll overcome that hump and you'll feel great after that.
Don't eat bars. Bars will suck your macronutrients up. Even if you're really hungry and you're like, oh my gosh, I need to stop at a gas station.
Yeah.
Don't eat a freaking bar. Wait till you get home and get an orange, cashews, some protein, and some spinach. And you will randomly be like, wow, I actually feel good. And you won't feel like crap. You eat a bar, you feel like crap. Let's end this thing.
Yeah. So if you guys have any questions, feel free to ask in the September Shred group, which used to be the April Shred group. So if you really want to scroll back to the beginning of April and see everything, there's actually a video that I did of Nutrition Talk. Watch that. Look at all the stuff. And then be diligent about posting. And let us know what you guys need.
Questions on Barbell Club too. Just hit us up. Remember, that was Tuesday and Friday, 5 a.m. Wow. And then freaking Wednesday at 5:30 p.m.
Yeah. All right.
We are out of here. Thanks you.
Thanks you.
Thanks you.
Bye.
Bye.